Tim Gossage in the chair for another 15 minutes. Dwayne and Kingy coming up after the top of the hour. Let's talk the World Game with Simon Hill, host of the Global Game, Thursdays at 8 o'clock, of course. Simon, appreciate your time. As a former Channel 10 employee, I saw this huge lineup, and, well, I don't think they've missed anyone, the Channel 10 lineup, in regards to announcing their commentary team. There's anyone who's anyone. It's a wonderful lineup.
Yeah, look, we're hoping so. Well, afternoon to you, Tim, by the way. It's a big season ahead, obviously a very important one for the game, both men's and women's. And, you know, we've got a talented lineup, we hope. And, yeah, we've got to start delivering now and get this game back to where we think it belongs and beyond that as well.
Yeah, so free-to-air coverage is, I think, key to any sport, and we can all have pay TV and we can all be online and that sort of stuff. But this really does give an opportunity for the game to grow and get back out into the TV marketplace where it needs to be and especially at the A-League level.
Yeah, look, you know, it helps because you need that visibility, particularly to, you know, people who might not be ordinarily fans of the A-Leagues on a weekly basis. So, it helps to sort of showcase our product, to use the you know, the corporate buzzword, and you know, hopefully some people will watch it, maybe even for the first time, and come along for the journey. It's a great competition. The two of them are great competitions, and you know, in the past perhaps we suffered a little bit from that lack of visibility. So this is a big opportunity, as I say. We've got a 5-year deal, and you know, it's not going to be a silver bullet. It's not going to happen overnight, but the potential is there. You know, we know that our sport has got probably the most growth left of any of the codes in Australia. So we've got to start realising that because we've had too many false dawns in the past, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Let's go to an international level then, and the Matildas of Brazil this weekend. Where are the Matildas at in their campaign?
Well, of course, they've got a big few years coming up. They've got the Women's Asian Cup in India next year. Then in 2023, the real big one, which is the Women's World Cup, which, of course, Australia will be co-hosting along with New Zealand. And then on the back of that in 2024, it's the Paris Olympics. And, of course, they're only just back from Tokyo, where they went so close to winning a medal. They finished fourth after losing that fourth-place playoff against the United States. So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to for Tony Gustafsson and his team. Obviously, there are one or two issues to be resolved, both on and off the pitch at the moment. In terms of on the pitch, they are conceding too many goals. I think he's got a couple of holes defensively that he has to resolve, and that's why these two games against Brazil will be useful, maybe to try out some new combinations. He tried a couple against the Republic of Ireland in their last friendly. Didn't really work, it must be said. So maybe we'll see, you know, some other new faces against the Brazilians. And the other great thing, of course, not only is it at home, which is the first time that the Matildas have played at home in 600-plus days because of the pandemic, but we're also going to have pretty much close to a full house as well. It's a Combat Stadium in Parramatta in the west of Sydney. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm calling the game on Saturday night, the first one, and it's going to be a bizarre experience actually going to a football stadium with fans inside. I can't remember the last time that happened.
No, and people go around. It's not easy to do. You'd much rather be there and you get the true, the wide perspective of any sporting contest. It is much easier to be at the venue. Simon Hill is here, the host of the Global Game, Thursdays at 8 o'clock. Simon, in regards to the Ange Postecoglou, he's had a couple of away wins now for Celtic. It looks like the Wolves have just stepped away from the door a little bit. Is he on the right track? And how's he coping, do you think, with the pressure?
Oh, I think he's loving it. Ange will have expected all this. He's come up with some very pithy quotes, as per usual, with his dealings with the Scottish media, which has been fun to watch. Because, of course, we know Ange in this part of the world, but they don't necessarily in Scotland. So maybe he's taken a few by surprise. Look, he's had some hiccups, and we knew that was going to be the case. And those of us who've, you know, followed Ange's career quite closely did try and warned Celtic fans and the media over there that it wasn't going to be overnight success. There were going to be some potholes in the road and it would take time for him to build his team. But I think those two away wins, as you rightly say, against Aberdeen and Motherwell, might have just bought them a little bit more time, at least I hope so from his point of view, because the Wolf is never far from the door in Scotland, no. Particularly if you're manager of Celtic and you lose two or three in a row, you're up against it. So I hope they stick with him because, as we know in this country, if you top it out in the first 12 months, the rewards after that tend to follow, and I'm sure they will for Celtic as well.
No doubt, and yeah, and especially when your neighbours start to get a bit of a gap on you as well, Rangers, and that is fuel on the fire for Celtic fans. Last one for you, Mo Salah's brilliance on the weekend. I've watched it slow mo 100 times. I mean, he really was just playing with those three blokes around him. Bona fide, he is one of the great strikers in the world.
Yeah, and the big debate in England, in fact, in Europe at the moment, is whether Salah is actually the best player in the world at this point in time. Look, I don't know whether I'd go that far, but it's certainly at a moment in time in football where Leo Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, they're not as young as they used to be. Ronaldo, of course, has moved to Manchester United. Messi is now with PSG. They're knocking on a little bit, and Salah is right at the peak of his career. And the goal he scored at the weekend, it's virtually a carbon copy of the one he scored against Manchester City a week or two back. Absolutely incredible close control. He is a super footballer. Is he the best in the world? He's certainly in the top half dozen. There's no doubt about that.
Appreciate your time. Global game, 8 o'clock, and look forward to seeing your commentary on 10 as well. Of course, it's a wonderful announcement on that team to cover the world game at all levels here in Australia. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good week.
Simon Hill, host of the Global Game. You can get it Thursdays on SEN at 8 o'clock, and you can also podcast it, follow it, and you can, as you can, do any of our shows here on SEN. We're going to come back and wrap it up shortly. If you want to give us a last-minute call, you can. Werribee Kia. Kia My22 Stonic is now in stock. That number is 1-300-736-736. And a few more texts. Just a few more before I go. 0433 98 11 16. This is Dwayne's World.